Welcome to the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Sam Knight, and I'm here with Mark and Katya Gordon to talk about sea change. So, who are you two and what do you do?
Well, my name is Katya Gordon, like you said, and my husband Mark is here. And we began Sea Change Expeditions about 4 years ago. Sea Change Expeditions is a program for kids and young adults to sail on Lake Superior and to learn about and talk about climate change at the same time, particularly climate change and what's, you know, happening right around here, what's happening to Lake Superior and the boreal forest. And we're all about solutions, what can be done about this problem. So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, and basically what we do physically is we sail around the lake, we go port to port, and we have two different types of programs. We have a 30-day trip for young adults or university students where we visit different schools around the lake. So we'll sail into a port such as Ontonagon or Houghton or something like that, and then go in and give presentations to schools. And last year we talked to around 700 school kids and community members along the south shore of Lake Superior, and we kind of pick a different section each year. And we talk about specifically, you know, climate change on Lake Superior and how it's impacting Lake Superior and the boreal forest is kind of where we focus.
So what inspired you to start Sea Change?
Well, you know, we've been sailing, been a sailing family for many years and have lived aboard our sailboats a couple of different times for up to a year. And it kind of started in 2010 when we began doing charters with a different program that we have. And we just noticed how warm the lake was getting, warm enough to actually swim in. We were getting some 70-degree water temperatures 10 miles offshore. And that kind of piqued our interest a little bit. But then in 2012, we took a year and sailed down to the Bahamas from Knife River and back. And we just started to notice lots of impacts of climate change along the way, starting with, at that time, some really low water levels across the Great Lakes, like 5 feet below normal, say, in Lake Huron. And then...
So there would be docks, you know, above our head, you know, like you'd have to climb up onto docks, and there were safe harbors we could not get into because the water levels were too low for our boats draft.
Yep. And then... And then we got to the East Coast, and we had just sailed out of New York City, got down into the Chesapeake Bay, and a few days later, this hurricane called Hurricane Sandy came churning up the East Coast. And so we got caught in that, and we were safe. We were up a river anchored, but it's still, you know, we pinned us down for about 5 days, And when we took off after that, just the destruction that that hurricane caused all along the East Coast, and you know, the infrastructure was just so disrupted. Buoys were not where they were supposed to be, or they were gone altogether, and made navigation very challenging and sometimes unsafe. And then we started to notice we would pull into communities, say in North Carolina. There was one community we pulled into, and it was like a ghost town, you know, businesses boarded up. And because of sea level rise, storm surges were now beginning to flood the town. And there was this brand new school that they had to actually move inland to get away from the water because shortly after it built, they built it, it flooded from a hurricane. And the storm surge, you know, never used to get up that high. And now because of sea level rise, just a little bit of sea level rise, it's causing higher tides and bigger storm surges. And so we got back from that trip because we just noticed this the entire way down and the entire way back, it seemed like. And so then we got back and we just thought, you know what, we gotta do something about this. Our livelihood depends on the weather and, you know, climate with the way we sail and take trips on Lake Superior for people. And so we decided, well, one thing we can do is we can sail around the lake and we can talk to people about climate change and just create awareness that hopefully will lead to action. And so that's kind of what we have been doing ever since. So this year will be our fifth year doing it. And now, starting from last summer, we have two trips that we do, one specifically for teenagers, like 13 to 17 or so, and then that's a 10-day trip, and then we have our 30-day trip in May that is for university students.
So what do you hope that people could do specifically to help take this cause and help change it?
Well, when we talk to people about climate change, you know, we do, our main purpose in telling people what's happening is really to help people understand what to do about it. Like Mark said, the seeing that school abandoned in North Carolina really, for one thing, reminded us that, you know, we do need to be prepared. We need to be have our eyes open about what's happening in our town. We might not be the ground zero of climate change in many ways, as the coastal cities are, but, you know, and for our own sailing, we even needed to know, like, our season has essentially changed. You know, it's extended in both directions, and so our awareness of that really helps us adapt and change what we're doing. And we never talk about climate change without moving people into what to be done about it, because we believe this is a solvable problem. It certainly cannot be solved by people as individuals, but it can be solved by the collective. You know, it's just like any of our major life ills these days. It's very solvable, but it does need to be done. So, you know, what we hope people walk away from is a little different depending on our venue. When we go to schools, we come up with carbon cutting projects that we actually do a little bit of action right there in the school. We have kids write letters and express the will for their legislators to act on climate change, because that definitely needs to happen. Our laws need to reflect our values. That's always been true, and it continues to be true today. So we get them started on that. We also get kids excited and teachers excited, in some ways more importantly, about carbon cutting projects, such as having no idling policies for their buses, working on their food composting systems, broadcasting green minutes over their intercoms just to raise kids' awareness of what's going on. So things like that are the actions that we provide people. When we do public presentations, we don't get so specifically into that, but we do share a lot of what we believe are the political solutions that need to happen in the political sphere, although I would not say they are partisan solutions. We only go with solutions that speak to the values of people on all sides of the political spectrum. So that's kind of, I think, what we're hoping people get out of it. I don't know, Mark, if you have anything to add to that.
Yeah, the other thing I think is that, you know, when you think of climate change, you think of the Arctic, or you think of hurricanes, or you think of, okay, this is something that's going to happen 50 years from now or 100 years from now. We're going to see the impacts of this. And what we try to create awareness around is that climate change is something that's happening in a very big way right now in our area. And we're seeing the impacts of it on Lake Superior every year more and more, and on the boreal forest. There's many, many climate-associated things that are happening to the lake and to the boreal forest. And so we'd just like to bring that awareness to people. And then in the hopes, too, like, say, with our teenage group, you know, if you go to our website, seachangeexpeditions.org, you'll see part of our mission is to create climate heroes. And so, you know, the teenage trip is really, it's a lot of fun. We go out to Isle Royale and we study different Arctic disjunct plants are called, and we troll for invasive species, and we do water temperature and clarity tests. It's kind of a science-based trip, and doing what's called citizen science. We do a little bit of presentations out on the island, but it's just a lot of fun, and it's a lot of learning, and we're hoping that the students who leave that trip will go back and talk about what they've learned and be able to talk, you know, in a good way about what they've learned, in an intelligent way, about climate change. And that would be a success for us. And we've had that last year. A number of the kids who went went back to their schools and different community groups and gave presentations about climate change. And so that's what we're hoping will happen with that trip.
So when is the trip?
So this year's teenage trip, and we may still have a spot for a Two Harbors teenager if there's one available and interested, will be June 18th to 27th. So it's a 10-day trip, begins and ends in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and it is a circumnavigation of Isle Royale, the largest archipelago of islands on Lake Superior. It's a trip where we will be out of cell phone range and really experiencing northern bedrock, northern climate for a full 10 days. It's really an awesome trip. We study these little Arctic disjunct plants that are found only on Lake Superior and in the Arctic. And, of course, they may be endangered due to our changing climate. So it's a really fun trip. And this trip is, we're a nonprofit and we acquire scholarship funding and we really make it accessible to all. So, you know, there's any teenager who really wants to go on this trip is and is a good fit for our program is going to be able to go. So the cost can be virtually free. Yeah, so we really want to encourage local kids to apply. You know, our own daughters have been on many of these trips, but no other teenager from Two Harbors has been on the trip.
Yeah, well, just with that trip, I just wanted to just add, you know, there's a lot of science involved. You learn a lot about climate change, but then you also, you know, it's 10 days and the days are long. And so we do a lot of sailing. You learn how to sail. It's a working trip. So you're actually crew on the boat. So you're standing watch and you're, you know, helping with all the daily chores of keeping a sailboat running. And so there's all that aspect of it too. Fun hiking on the island. We have two kayaks and a dinghy that we bring. So there's lots of fun exploring you can do. So it's a really great opportunity and experience.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty safe to say it's just an absolute pile of fun. I mean, I know last year's teen trip, they pretty much laughed their way through the entire trip. So a great time. And so if any listeners out there, not only maybe you're not interested, but you can think of a teen that might really benefit from this and enjoy it. So consider letting them know about it. Our website is seachangeexpeditions.org, and that has an application on it and all the information you need to move forward or contact us for more information.
Yeah, and our phone number is 218-340-9648. So 218-340-9648.
Well, thank you too for coming in and talking about your story and this expedition.
Absolutely. In full disclosure, I need to remind listeners, I'm Katya and I am on the board of KTWH. Definitely very closely connected to this radio, but was just delighted when the youth radio people asked us to do this. And so thanks so much, Sam, for having us.
Thank you. We'll be right back on the high school show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.